You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the Nick Castellanos-Rob Thompson situation, which led to Castellanos' bench last night. The streak is over, and now we find out where it goes starting tonight. Joining us, though, right now, with a lot to talk about, is Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliott, how are we doing today?
What up? A lot to talk about. You're right. Excited to get into all of it.
All right, let's start. And we saw you here this morning. So let's start with the topic at hand today. Where did you come down, and what's your reaction to the Castellanos-Rob Thompson situation, which went from 0 to 60 pretty fast with a benching for a guy that's played every game for years?
Yeah, I think it's really, really bad. And I think people are in somewhat denial about what this could be an indication of. I guess the best way I would try to explain my opinion on it is, imagine this happened last year with the Sixers. Imagine if Joel yelled at Nick Nurse walking off the court and he got suspended for a game, or if Tyrese Maxey did it. We would all sit there and go, dysfunctional team, they don't get along, this is why they lose in the playoffs. And the Phillies are the Sixers at this point. I know they advanced further in 2022, which is a difference, but they've gone from the World Series to the NLCS to losing in the first round to now, I would say, having not a terrible year for sure, but I think there's definitely been players that have not performed. They're on their last leg. This is it. The ship is going down. Maybe they'll go on a run in the postseason, but this is another indication, in my opinion, of that they can feel the tension. I'm sure it wasn't the first time he said something to Topper. Otherwise, there's no way he would have suspended him. And they're just a team that's falling apart. So could they make a postseason run? Sure. Anything's possible. But I think if you look at what's happening, it's very clear what's happening. They're falling apart.
Mm. Well, hopefully that's not it. But there's obviously some indications that the thing is not as strong as we want it to be right now. Elliott, I made the comparison earlier, Nick Sirianni. And, you know, the Eagles have a lot of strong personalities. And I would be surprised if a guy yelled at Sirianni on the sideline. We saw Jalen Carter do it last year. And he benched him. Like, it's one thing to take a player off the field for an offense, defense thing like he did, you know, in that game, and he felt it was the right decision. But he invited an emotional player to get emotional. Like, I just think the benching yesterday was heavy-handed because he got emotional in the dugout. It just feels like something Nick Sirianni wouldn't do.
And I do think Castellanos overreacted just to get pulled late in the game and to react like that. Now, we don't I guess there's no video of it. No one knows what he said. So who knows? But obviously it was bad enough where Topper felt the need to pull him. And the thing that can't be lost in this too is it did end his consecutive start streak, which is a big deal to get rid of, just to pull that. I mean, if he was on no streak, it would still be a big deal. But there is without question another layer of this decision where if you pull him, that matters. And I would also say, just from my experience covering the Eagles all these years, and you know, not the Phillies as closely as I cover the Eagles, but when something like this happens, normally it's been happening for a while, and then we just hear about it. You brought up the Jalen Carter thing where he yelled at Nick last year. I think a better indication would probably, or a better comparison would be when he was suspended or, you know, didn't start that one game.
Atlanta,
you know,
yeah, week two.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, that was not a one-time offense thing. That was probably, hey, we need you to take this more seriously based off a few things, and here's how we're going to show you that. I think with Castellanos, the chances this is a one-time thing are extremely slim. And if it is, then that's a massive overreaction by Topper, which also speaks to the fact that things don't seem to be great with that team right now. So again, I just think people are in denial that we're just watching the Sixers all over again. No one wanted to believe in the Sixers at the end. I don't see why people believe in the Phillies.
Yeah, neither situation is good, right? If it's a multi-time thing, that's not good. And if he did overreact to one thing, that's not great either on Topper. So there's a lot going on with the Phillies. All right, Elliot, before we get to a topical thing for next week with the Sixers and your reaction to the Ace Bailey story yesterday, we got to go through your top 11 list. Hugh, did you hear or see Elliot's top 11?
No, I saw his number one, and then he channeled his inner Ike Reese, and he put the whole offensive line up there. I saw a little bit of it. So I saw a few things.
Felt like cheating, the O-line thing.
You know, I got to say that the afternoon show making this rule and then Jack not doing it feels like a real betrayal there. Like, they made the rule. I didn't come up with the Eagles offensive line thing. They said that you were allowed to do it. I did it playing by the rules, and now I'm being shamed for it. Yep. It feels very unfair.
Well, okay, so I guess it's their rule, but doesn't it feel like a cop-out? I mean, you get to include, I don't even know if you think of the right guard as part of it, or just like the four guys you might consider, right? Mailata, Lane, Dickerson, Cam. It feels like, I don't know, when I look at your list and I look at Ike's list, it feels like 8, 9, 10, 11, they're not really on the list. They're just kind of stuffed in there because we could have five guys at number two.
Well, of course it's a cop-out. It's absolutely a cop-out, but they invented the rule. I will say, for those that are so offended by this, if I had to not do offensive line as one thing, I would put Lane at number two, where I currently have the offensive line,
right,
and I would take Devontae off of 11 and put Mailata there. So for everyone that's so offended by this Eagles offensive line grouping, that's how I would do it if I had to play by not the rules.
Oh, I'm glad we cleared that up. All right, we're past that now. All right, some of the things I like on the list. I mean, I'm with you on Kyle Schwarber. Both had him at 5. He is a more productive player right now than Bryce. But Elliot, number one, Jalen Hurts. I mean, I know I was in the car yesterday, so I heard you. But I just want you to take us through your thinking as you got there. How is he above Saquon Barkley? Like, he's just not as good of a player.
So I'm not watching the YouTube right now. Do you have your doctor's coat on again?
I do not today.
Sorry,
to diagnose me? No. Because I actually think in some ways you're the one that needs the diagnosing and has the amnesia.
Well, I was called a quack yesterday. I was called a quack.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember the Super Bowl? Like, it did happen.
Very
right?
Well. Do you remember weeks, I don't know, like, you know, 6, 7, 5, 3, when the 1 through 4?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. But you know what? Where have we gotten to as a media and as a media base and a fan base where we are prioritizing weeks 6, 7, 3 and whatever as much as we're prioritizing the Super Bowl? For as long as I have been in Philadelphia, there are two things that have mattered more than anything else. One, the quarterback of the Eagles, and two, the postseason. And if you want to say we're exaggerating on the postseason, ask Joel how much the postseason means, because Joel has been extremely dominant regular season player, but I guarantee you, if I asked you on any given day what you think of Joel, you would say his career is remembered for losing in the postseason.
Yes.
So the hypocrisy for you to now prioritize the regular season over what Jalen did in the postseason goes against everything we've ever done in this city.
So for me, so it's not hypocrisy because this is where the amnesia.
You just brought up week 6 and 7 when I said he won the Super Bowl.
Well, how about this? How about week 19 or whatever the heck the divisional round was? Elliot, we're acting as if every playoff game was dominant. He was this close to the reason they got knocked out by the Rams. He took 7 sacks, a safety included in that, and a sack to take him out of field goal range. That happened 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
You're right.
So when you say postseason, we're lumping everything in. He was not very good in the Rams game. I think we all know that. He was probably the biggest reason they were not going to move on if not for Jalen Carter's sack. So, like, I can't just pretend it's all great when the postseason was just like the regular season. He
Here's
had ups
thing,
and
Here's-
downs.
Nobody's asking you to pretend. No one's asking you to forget the regular season. No one's asking you to forget the Rams game. I think what I'm asking of you is, if I could put my doctor coat on, is to correctly prioritize what the different things are. You're right. They almost lost to the Rams.
Yes.
Welcome to every postseason run ever by a champion, right? The Eagles in 2017. Nick Foles wasn't great against the Falcons. Guess what? We never talk about that Falcons game. When we talk about Nick, we bring up the championship game and the Super Bowl. I hear nobody ever bring up, well, he wasn't great against the Falcons. So you're right. Jalen was not great against the Rams. He's not. He was not. But when the two most important games of the year were played, the two most important games, like by a mile, he was unbelievable in those two games. So I will give you and acknowledge that, yes, there were stretches where he was not good. I just don't see how a true football man like you can prioritize those over the postseason. It makes zero sense to me.
Well, but because we're talking about who's the best player in the city, not like, hey, what matters to me more? Of course, what you're saying, I agree to an extent with those. Games are more important, and that's a huge part of the
who'd
story.
Who'd you have at number one? Who'd you
Saquon
have at number one?
Barkley.
All right. So let me ask you this, okay? I think that if, and I've heard you say this, right? How many quarterbacks could win the Super Bowl with that Eagles team? Probably, you know, we can go through the list. 5, 6, whatever you want to say. You might say more, I might say less.
Yeah, probably somewhere in the 6 to 8 range. I don't know, something like that.
How many running backs could run for 2,000 yards behind that offensive line?
Not many. I mean,
I disagree. I think the same amount of quarterbacks. This offensive line turned Miles Sanders into a Pro Bowler. They turned DeAndre Swift into a Pro Bowler. And for some reason with Saquon, we act like, and I'm not even trying to diminish what he's doing. I'm just drawing a comparison. We all love to act like it's all Saquon. It wasn't all Saquon. The offensive line made Saquon more than Saquon made the offensive line. Mm. And that's fine. That's how football works. But why is it only with Jalen? It's about, well, these quarterbacks could do it. These quarterbacks could do it. But with Saquon, we just act like it was all him, and he's
a home run hitter.
As a rookie, he had 5 yards a carry behind the Giants offensive line. Last year, he had 5.8. Yeah, he upticked, but he played with the Giants and had 5 yards
a carry.
You've
not seen him run past literally every player on the field like a million times last season? That's not something DeAndre Swift or Miles Sanders can do. Like, that was the difference between Saquon Barkley and just any run-of-the-mill running back.
Could Derrick Henry do what Saquon did?
Yeah,
but he also ran for 2,000 yards.
I never hear you bring that up when talking about Saquon. But whenever you bring up Jalen's accomplishments, it's always, well, Josh. No, there's other guys. Jameer Gibbs, I bet, could have done it. I think maybe Josh Jacobs could have done it. There are probably other players, right? So Bijan Robinson. Who knows what Bijan Robinson would have done behind this line? So why does it matter that other people could do what Jalen did, but not that other people could do what Saquon did?
Well, I think we're conflating two debates, the top quarterback debate and then the top player in the city. Who's a better football player? I mean, who's going to say Jalen Hurts a better football player? Nobody.
I am going to say that. He has a more important job. He has a more important job. He has a tougher job. He has way more impact.
Let me address that.
Another difference is Saquon had production while Jalen.
What did Jalen have?
Were the 29th ranked passing team in the league last year.
You're doing that by total passing yards.
He had the wins and not the production.
That's not true.
No, it is
true. He did have production.
He didn't.
No, you're just ignoring all the rushing touchdowns and rushing yards. You're only looking at passing.
The rushing touchdowns that they got down to the 1 yard line with Saquon and everybody else.
All right, do we want to take all the running touchdowns away from running backs that got him from 3 yards out? I don't see you ever diagnosing how Saquon scored his touchdowns. So you're right.
Jalen, we know the tush push is very different than a running back taking it from the
three. As you just giggled.
How is it any different? How is a running back running it in from 1 yard any different?
Because the entire league wanted to take the tush push out. They know how effective it was. It's not even a debate.
I just want to throw an analogy in here, because we're arguing a lot of different things. When I say amnesia yesterday, I'm not trying to say the end isn't the most important. I'm saying we're just deciding to forget the whole story. But that's what's happening.
Nobody's deciding to forget that. That's what you're missing. I remember it.
No, I don't think you do. If you were reading a book,
I lived it.
If you were reading a book chapter by chapter, and every time I saw you, I asked you how the book was, and you said, it's not that great. And then 5 weeks later, 7 weeks later, you finished the book. You said that last chapter was really awesome. I can't forget that every time I saw you, you said the book wasn't that good. Every week we talked about the passing game, the quarterback. It wasn't that good.
You're right. You're right. Those things happen.
Right. But, so that's the story.
But if, no. No, no, no. That's part of the story. And it's the the less important part of the story. If someone asked me a week later, hey, would you recommend this book? I'd go, yeah, the ending was unbelievable. You should read it. I wouldn't be like, nah, the middle part wasn't great, but so don't check it out.
I didn't say
like,
don't recommend
ultimately,
it. But...
No, no. But you are saying that because you're prioritizing the part of the book that's less important.
No, but if you're comparing it to another book,
where did we get to? Where did we get to as a media? That for ask Donovan McNabb how much the postseason matters compared to the regular season. For years, McNabb's name has been basically drawn through the mud because he didn't win a Super Bowl, even though he had amazing regular seasons all the time.
Right.
But the one thing he didn't win was the Super Bowl, and that's why people don't rank him properly. And now Jalen does the exact opposite. He does everybody wanted Donovan to do. Jalen did. And now we're being told the regular season's actually just as important. So I didn't forget it. I just prioritized them correctly.
But here's what but here's the issue. Everyone's getting sensitive. We're parsing greatness here. No one, like, I have Jalen on my list. I didn't say he's 20th in Philadelphia right now. I have him on my list. I didn't say he's a bad quarterback. I have him, like, I think he belongs in that 5-6 range.
Where do you have him? That's crazy. He's the quarterback of the Eagles. It's the most important job in the city. He won the Super Bowl. Sometimes things are just simple. When you're the quarterback of the Eagles and you win the Super Bowl, that's their number one. It is what it is.
Here's how simple we're going to make it then. Let's say next year they win it again. In the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts hands the ball off 75 times and he throws it once. What are you going to say?
Still the quarterback of the Eagles.
It's that simple?
Yeah, that's simple.
Yeah, it is that simple.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, all right. Well, then how about this? During the regular season, let's not put all the pressure on the quarterback. If we're gonna distribute this equally, where everybody has just as much to do with wins, then let's talk about everybody and not make Jalen the focus of it every week, right? You know we do that. We did it to Carson. We did it to everybody. When you're the quarterback of the Eagles, it matters more. And so when it comes to then giving him props for what he accomplished, I can't then sit back and be like, well, other players helped. You're right. Other players did help. Jalen probably wouldn't be as successful other places if he wasn't with the Eagles. But all these hypotheticals you throw out, he is here. He did win the Super Bowl. And so to now all of a sudden decide winning as a quarterback in the regular season matters more than the postseason.
That's not what I said.
That's the issue I have. No, but it is what you're saying. By having him fifth or sixth.
I guess what I saw, I guess I just saw it different. When I watched the Super Bowl, you know what I saw? They should have done that all year. If he played well, which he played really well the last two games, they were so good that they took apart a dynastic team and they took apart a Commanders team that went to Detroit the week before and Tampa the week before that and won. The only reason those games were close during the season is the quarterback didn't see open guys and didn't pull the trigger. But that's the point. And how could I give him an A-plus when he was the reason?
One's asking you to give him an A-plus.
But that you are.
Nobody's asking you to.
If you're number one in Philadelphia, you're A+. When Saquon Barkley's a Hall of Fame caliber player, Lane Johnson's a Hall of Famer, Zach Wheeler looks like a Hall of Fame pitcher, Bryce Harper's a Hall of Famer. If you're number one in Philadelphia, you are an all-time player, and
What do you think Jalen is?
He's
gone to two Super Bowls in 3 years. He puts up crazy stats every year. You can ignore the rushing all you want. Yards and touchdowns just not count now? Have we gone so far the other way that we don't even count them? Passing is not the only part of the game. Now, I agree. The passing game needs to improve. You are 100% correct about that. The passing game needs to improve.
Yes.
I can't believe we are so fixated on the passing game needs to improve that we're diminishing all the other accomplishments he had in an effort to be like, well, he's maybe 6 or 7. No, he's not.
Well, wait a second. You just gave the offensive line credit for Saquon. Well, the offensive line does get credit for all those touchdowns?
Get credit for it. They all get credit for it.
But you're using that as his numbers.
But you're the only one. You're the only one taking credit away from Jalen and not Saquon, because we have seen running back
after
running back be successful.
He's a better football player.
Like, it's not even close. Like, we have eyes.
No, first of all, you keep saying that, but that's not true. Jalen's job, you can't even compare him, number one. That's like saying Jake Elliott's a better kicker because
I'm glad you went here.
Because
you went to the importance of the quarterback, all right? The importance of the quarterback.
Yes.
Well, but at some point, there's got to be some common sense to this, right? Like, let's go back. You remember it. I remember it too. We were doing our old Eagles podcast together. If there was a top 11 in 2015, Sam Bradford was a more important player because his position than Fletcher Cox. In no world was Sam Bradford a better player than Fletcher Cox then. So do we just have to put every Eagles quarterback, regardless of skill, at higher than they belong?
No, how about here? How about here's a common sense rule? What, if the Eagles don't make the playoffs that year, then we don't view the quarterback differently than we do now. Okay. Jalen won the Super Bowl, and you're asking
the
me
Eagles
to say,
won
compare
the
him to No.
Well, that's
We cannot do the quarterback win loss record thing all the time and do the quarterback matters the most. But now all of a sudden it's the team. And to be clear, I did this with Carson when everybody was telling me Carson's better, he doesn't have any help, blah blah blah. I said week after week they're not winning consistently with Carson, and that's on him. You were with me on that.
Yes.
We were both anti-Carson.
I just don't know why we have to go so far. Like, why are we at the point where we have to elevate him higher than he has to be? He's one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's one of the best 11 players in Philadelphia. Why is that offensive to people?
Because you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because he has to bear the burden of being the quarterback all year.
That's
and then when
is.
He wins the Super Bowl,
it's about feelings.
That's absolutely
it's about
it.
Everyone's feelings than facts.
It's not about feelings. Mm. No, it's not. But you just want to ignore the facts. You and Kyle just want to ignore part of the facts.
No.
But if you want to talk about like why it's being disrespectful, I agree with you. If you want to have him 2, 3, whatever. But to have him 6 or 7, really
is
not.
I had him 9.
Yeah, see, that's insane to me. And that really tells me you probably didn't want to put him on the list, but you just did. So he should obviously...
Where'd you have Zach Wheeler?
I had Zach Wheeler 8.
Me and him bad about the same.
Zach Wheeler
Sorry,
is one of the...
Sorry, did I miss something? Where is Zach Wheeler's World Series ring? Did he win one and I missed it?
We're blaming starting pitchers for the World Series.
Yeah, great.
No.
He has one of the greatest resumes in the history of October. When he's on the mound, he dominates. Like
you're right.
I've never seen the 7 home run game that he allowed in the playoffs.
You're right about that. But you know who else had an incredible resume?
Who?
Donovan McNabb. And all he ever has to hear about is he didn't win it.
He didn't play well in playoff games in 2022. But Zach Wheeler
always pitches.
Zach Wheeler always pitches well. Donovan crapped the bed in playoff games. We've never seen Wheeler do that. All he does is dominate.
Okay. So what you're saying is winning championships doesn't matter to you.
No, it's about how the player plays. Like that.
And Jalen is also a great player. I'm not sitting here advocating
He's a very good player. He's not.
No, he's a great player.
He's not consistent enough. He's just not.
There is almost nothing on his resume that you could point to other than a future Hall of Famer. It's just a fact. You can ignore it all you want. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's won one. He wins 80% of his starts. That's what gets quarterbacks into the Hall of Fame.
That's wonderful.
There's a lot
of people in the Hall of Fame that are there because their team was great. And they were part of the team. It doesn't make them.
You're right. That is part of it.
But that's
football's a team game.
That's what it is. Why is that offensive?
So why is Saquon so clearly number one, but he doesn't get help by his team?
Have you seen him perform really well on bad teams?
Yes.
Jalen's only ever in his entire career been propped up
on bad teams.
No, that's not true. You can say that all you want, but in 2021, they were not supposed to make the playoffs.
Right, and how did he look?
He helped take that. Did they go to the playoffs? They overachieved.
Oh my gosh, they ran the ball the whole second half of the season.
Okay, so listen to what you're doing. You're saying winning the Super Bowl and making the playoffs in 2021, not that special. Averaging 5 yards a carry for the Giants, I'm supposed to sit here and be like, oh yeah, you're right. He's unbelievable. Saquon's career was a bust prior to coming.
We are putting together team success and player individual performance. That's what we're doing.
But I never hear you bring up team success when it comes to Saquon. It's always, oh, he's amazing. Look at everything he does. Look at what he did. And he is amazing. And he did do great things. But he never did any of that before he came to the Eagles.
But you're right. I'm not doing that. I didn't say Saquon's won because he won the Super Bowl. That's what you're doing. Like
because winning the Super Bowl matters.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Lane Johnson's number one. Lane Johnson.
No.
Who's a better football player, Lane Johnson or Jalen Hurts?
It's probably Lane Johnson.
And he won the Super Bowl more than Jalen Hurts has.
You're right, and that's why I have him number two. That matters. But you have decided all of a sudden to diminish the impact of the quarterback, which is fine. But
no, you know who decided to diminish the impact of the quarterback? The Eagles decided to diminish the impact of the quarterback.
That's not correct either.
But it is. They obviously did. They took
You've
the ball
gone
in his
too
hands.
Far with this. You know how many big plays Jalen made on third down this past year?
How many
to help
made?
Save
Tell him, Ellie. How many
time
made?
Time and time again.
Who else is going to make the big plays on third down?
So now he's the one that has to make the big plays. He's a quarterback. But
early
in the
Super
Bowl,
game.
In the championship game, then it's the whole team.
Early in the game, they took the ball out of his hands more than any team in the NFL took the ball out of their quarterback's hands. They, in neutral script, they ran the ball more than anyone. They didn't want him to throw.
You're right, but he did throw. He did throw the ball. And the number one reason they won as much as they did last year was the lack of turnovers. That was it. That's number one.
Because they stopped throwing the ball so much.
No, but first of all, like this, everything gets scripted or everything gets over exaggerated. He still threw the ball quite a bit. It's not like he threw it 7-8 times a game. He still threw the ball a good amount. You are right. They should need to throw it more next year. I agree with you on that. But what a minute thing that we're talking about here, where we're talking about winning the Super Bowl. We're seriously debating what's more important, winning the Super Bowl or how many times the ball was thrown.
No, it's about consistent excellence.
No, that is what you're debating.
He's just not. I'm sorry. Like, if this offends people, then we've gotten softer than I've ever seen. He's not a consistently excellent player. I'm sorry. Like, I just...
I don't think anyone's fighting you on that.
Yes,
we're just saying,
that's what number one is.
But that's why you're... He's number one on your list. Like, that should be consistent excellence plus the resume.
No. I think number one on the list, he deserves it because he's the quarterback. He's the quarterback of the team. Like, again, no one's disputing that
logic.
He can't be... No, it is great logic. It's a logic we've used for 30 years in this city, and all of a sudden now we don't want to use it.
Would Nick Foles have been number one?
Nick Foles is a completely different case. Nick Foles didn't start the entire season. Jalen played the whole year.
But the Super Bowl. Played great in the Super Bowl.
And for what it's worth, I've heard people say Foles is ahead of McNabb on the all-time list.
Yeah, he's been on the Mount Rushmore. I do recall
right.
that.
So
a lot
if you want to bring up Foles,
Nick
Foles is a great example of how we prop people up because they win a Super Bowl.
But why are we doing it again?
Using them words.
I mean, like, if we don't like that, let's stop doing it.
You're implying it's a mistake to do that.
I am fine dying on the island of you win the Super Bowl, you get propped up. If you don't want to die on that island, I'll miss you. I wish you were on the island, but I'm fine dying on that island.
To me, and we gotta take a break.
It's just removing too much logic
No, you're removing the logic.
You removed an entire
stat to try to make your argument.
We are disrespecting the rest of the team. Like, by giving him the credit for it, instead of saying the team, we're disrespecting one of the great Eagles teams of all time. It's crazy.
Welcome to football.
But why are we doing
it? Ask Q how it felt probably when he was on great
defenses. He's not a football guy anymore.
You admitted yesterday that nobody's being logical about the whole thing.
I mean, this guy's lying. Right.
Hey, way to use those words, Elliot.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Can we end with this? Are we ready to agree that Ace Bailey's a loser or not yet?
Oh, I love the Ace Bailey stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny to me.
He wants to be a wizard and score 25 points on a 25-win team. That's what he wants.
The Sixers need a star so badly.
Oh,
and
geez.
This guy comes out and says, I want to be a star. And we're all like, oh, no. Like, okay, fine. Go draft someone that wants to be a role player. See how that works out for you. They need a new alpha on the team, a new personality. And this guy has it. I would absolutely take Ace Bailey.
They've got to run far away. All right, Elliot, this was fun. We appreciate
good times.
Yes. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Elliot.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Short Parks. Ridiculous. I mean, in every single way, as you giggle the whole time.
No, I mean,
boiling football
points.
Down to nothing but the last game.
No, but
you let Elliot fight your fight for you.
Yeah,
no,
you
I didn't, because
he
used words. He switches to
Hughes, an absolute coward. All right, we got a third clue for Hughes' clues here. Plus, a couple big wins for Hugh Douglas's teams last night. And back to all your calls on the Castellanos situation. If you want to chime in on Elliot's list, we could do that too. It is the Midday Show, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Panther perfection! The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup. The Panthers go back to back. The Stanley Cup will remain here in South Florida.
Your Panthers, dang, back to back. And we know on this
they
show.
They went back to back.
Not easy to go back to back.
Not easy to go back to back.
This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's summer menu is back, featuring a mouth-watering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. We'll be at McGurk's Langhorne location June 25th. Next week? Yeah, a week from today. We're going to be in Langhorne. That's awesome.
That's not like a Wednesday.
That is a Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, so 1 week from today also. Will be a Wednesday.
Doesn't it feel like a Thursday? It does feel like a Thursday, though. I mean, it feels like a Friday, to be honest.
It doesn't feel like a Friday, no.
To me, a little bit.
But the Friday, Friday's like got a total feeling to it. Like, you wake up, you know it's Friday.
Yeah. I mean, but it just feels like, I guess, the week going kind of slow, I guess. feels weird.
But if it feels like a Friday, then we're done today. We got two more days this week.
We got two more days
this week. But I do think the summertime takes on a different feel, right? You kind of don't know what the days are as much. The football season's a little easier. Anyway, your Panthers, Hugh Douglas, win the Stanley Cup. Though this year, you didn't pick them.
I didn't pick them this year. I picked, who was it, the team that left out? The Edmonton Oilers? Was it the Oilers?
That's who the Panthers beat.
Did you pick the Oilers?
No, I picked the
Stars.
I picked another Canadian team.
Oh, no, you picked the Canadians. They got bounced.
This was the first year that there were two Canadian teams that have been in the playoffs in a long time.
Right, but you had the wrong one.
Yeah, I had the wrong one. Mm-hmm. I backed the wrong horse.
Okay, this is like a million years in a row. Florida keeps winning the cup. It was Tampa Bay for a while, and now we get Florida Panthers winning the cup. So congratulations to Florida. They are champions of the NHL. Also, another win for Hughes teams last night. So we had the Panthers winning. Who else won last night? Hughes Braves, did they win last night?
They did. You want to hear what happened?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Bases full, one away. First pitch, Riley swings and drives it to center field. Taylor going back to the warning track over his shoulder. He makes the running catch, crashing into the wall, but Williams comes to the plate and scores. It's a walk-off sacrifice fly for Austin Riley, and in extra innings, the Braves come rallying back to stun the Mets. 5-4, the final score in 10. That was a tremendous catch by Tyrone Taylor in center field, but unfortunately, nothing he could do.
Well, it's good news that the Braves won last night because they beat the New York Mets. So, it wasn't all bad last night for the Phillies, even though they lost and the whole Castellanos and Rob Thompson thing is going haywire. The Mets lose. That's four losses in a row by the Mets here, Hugh. They're coming back down to earth a little bit. I mean, the Mets have been mostly really good this season. They've had a couple down streaks. They're in a down right now, and they've got a couple pitchers hurt. So maybe the Mets are just they're ripe for the picking because they come here this weekend, right? When the Phillies finish with the Marlins and the Braves and the Mets finish this weekend, Devin mentioned it when she was with us. It's a big series here. The Mets come into town for three starting on Friday night.
Yeah, man, you got a chance to gain some ground, so that's good for us. So this Castellanos thing, it's a little bit of a setback.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be important to see how this team bounce back tonight, and if you can bounce back tonight. We got Ranger on the mound tonight.
Yes. I was, you know what? It is funny that we ended up, you know, here talking about the Castellanos topper drama, because as that game was going on last night, I think until the Trey home run, you know what I was thinking to myself?
What'd you think?
Well, you were going to peacock in here because Cal Quantrill was shutting the Phillies down last night. They didn't score much off him.
No, they didn't.
You were going to take a bow or something?
Oh, no, man. No. But, you know, I knew it was going to hurt me because I had the under. Run scored, but when Luzardo gave up that two-runner.
Glad your head's in the right place.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I mean, I'm never going to bet against the Phillies in a situation like that. But I do remember the Kyle Quantrill conversation that we had, and he had a good day today. That day that I made the comment that y'all would never let me live down.
Well, he stinks. He stinks. That's the problem. He doesn't stink?
I know. I'm nothing. Because you see.
His ERA is like 5 for his career.
No, but I'm just saying he pitched pretty decent yesterday.
I know. That's the Phillies' fault.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah. Maybe if Castellanos in the lineup, they'd have a better chance to hit. But
maybe if he stops saying stuff that gets him.
I mean,
gets him
who cares?
Put on
he
the
cares.
Bench.
The Phillies care.
Maybe if he stops saying egregious stuff that gets him put on the bench.
Remember when Harper got hit and we're like, screw the game, screw the win.
Yeah.
Do something.
Right, but that was because their player got hit. This is Topper's feelings.
No, but we're talking about things that are gonna have a ripple effect through the entirety of the season. Yeah. And this is way less about Topper's feeling and more about Castellanos' feelings. He was the one that was in his feelings about being benched by Rob Topper.
I agree. But when Topper's the way... Look, can we hear Topper again? His explanation yesterday for why he benched Nick Castellanos. So we know what happened. Monday night, they removed Castellanos for defensive purposes. Now, his spot in the order came up one more time. I don't think they were expecting it because they were towards... Castellanos had just hit the inning before he came out. My guess is Topper didn't think that spot would come up again. It did. So Nick had to come out for defense. He missed an at-bat. he had something to say. Here's Topper on kind of what happened and why he made the decision.
Last night, you know, one of the things about Nick, one of the many things about Nick that I love is that he's very emotional. He loves to play, and he loves to play every inning of every game. I just thought last night he made an inappropriate comment after he came out, and so today he's not going to play, and I'm going to leave it at that.
So he says he's going to leave it at that, but by saying that, by telling us, the can of worms is open. Like, we're all wondering what he said.
Now everybody want to know what was said that was egregious enough to get him benched.
And now we find out how Nick Castellanos responds. Where do you come down? Team Topper, Team Castellanos? I thought Topper was too heavy-handed. None of us know what was said. I just didn't think a benching was necessary.
By the way, Mike Angelina sent me this stat.
Okay.
Nick Castellanos has been lifted for either a pinch runner or defensive replacement 10 times in his Phillies career before the ninth inning in games that were decided by 5 runs or less.
So 10 times.
Yeah. So this is not something unheard of.
But it is something they don't typically do. I mean, that's the truth.
They've done it to him 10 times.
Yeah, I would need to go back to those. I mean, it was a big point of contention a few postseasons ago, right? Because we all saw how bad he was defensively, and they never took him off the field.
But he's worse defensively now.
I understand that. I think he's been as bad as he's ever been defensively this year. I mean, I am with you on that. Again, we've had other bad defensive players that stay on the field. Again, there's a lot.
Not really.
What do you mean not really?
They always. But hold on. But
Trey Turner last year was
Trey
bad.
Turner is a much better hitter than Nick Castellanos.
Last year? No, he wasn't. Not last year. Last year they're about the same. Last year in the postseason, they let him stay on the field when they have a lead instead of Sosa.
Right, but okay, but that's the postseason.
I understand. But so this was
I think it was a different.
Monday? A game in June against the Marlins.
But you want to have all of your best guys out there on the field in the postseason.
I agree. So, but my thing now moving forward is this the new precedent? If Topper wants to start something new starting Monday, seventh inning or later with the lead, my all defensive team is in. I'm cool with that. Then Alec Boehm and Trey Turner shouldn't be on the field, or at least one of them shouldn't be. Sosa's on the bench. So if this is the new way, that's fine. What this felt was inconsistent.
It's not. They've done it to Castellanos before, and they do it all the time to other guys. The outfield is, we can say what we want about Trey Turner defensively.
Yeah.
The outfield is the worst area on the team defensively. It's not even close.
Agreed. I know that. If this is the new way, then he should keep doing it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, of course.
Do you think he's going to? Because I don't.
I do.
I think he's going to do whatever he needs to do to help win.
I disagree.
Win
so after the whole hissy fit that we just had, he's going to do it again tonight.
You really think this is a one-off?
I don't know.
That this is the only time he's ever going to do it with Nick Castellanos. Then that's not showing a backbone.
Well, I mean, tonight then. Let's just play it out. After this whole thing happened, if it's a 5-4 game in the ninth inning, do you think Castellanos on the field in right field tonight? I do.
We shouldn't be.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but that's part of the reason I think we have an issue here is the manager's inconsistent. Cowboy Jim is up next. Speaking of inconsistent, what's up, Cowboy Jim?
Cowboy Jim.
First of all, B student by Kyle. Come on. I'm saying C minus at the most. And can you tell that C minus Kyle that just because I'm a Cowboys fan doesn't mean I have an opinion about sports?
We just don't take it seriously, which you have to say. That's all.
I've been following sports before all you were born, so don't give me that. And as for this Phillies thing, look, you can tell this has been building up between these two for a long time. He keeps Nick in there because he's a big baby. He doesn't want to have to deal with it. So he finally does that. And he embarrasses him in front of his family and friends in Miami. I mean, the guy just hit a grand slam the other day. If I were him, I'd be asking for a trade. Send me to the Mets or the Dodgers. You know, get me out of here.
I'm not sure those teams are going to want him, but he could ask.
Well, why wouldn't they want him?
Well, he's not a very good player. I mean, we could all call this for what it is. That's part of it.
And Hugh, give us a story about that you in this a similar situation that you have noted or ever seen before.
Have you ever seen a player, a teammate of yours, mouth off at a coach?
What you talking about? Well, he didn't mouth off. He left practice. George Hageman. Remember when George Hageman left?
He was out of here.
Yeah, and he got his ass, made him put his sled, then got his ass up out of here. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But this is one of those things, Cowboy Jim, if he says something as egregious as I think it was, you have to be disciplined for that. Because if you don't, you lose the whole locker room. You lose everybody.
Okay, but he doesn't disrespect Harper or Trey Turner. I mean, he's not going to do that. So he's kicked out of the boys club. I'm telling you, he's been kicked out of the boys
club. You're talking about Casty. Yeah, I'm thinking like
Castellino.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I think whatever he said was pretty egregious.
Castellino.
I think that was the case.
Jim, what's your guess for Hughes Clothes? What do you got?
I'm going to say a Dodge Charger.
Oh, Jim, that's
Charger.
A good guess.
Fun guess, Jim. All right, Hugh, we're at that point of the show where you got to give clue three because 1, 2, and 2A not getting the job done. What do you got?
This is named after an animal.
All right, so this is something that gives you joy. It's been around since about 60 years or so, right?
60 years or so.
Oh, 60 years or so. And it's named after an animal?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about these clues?
I feel great.
You do. Yeah.
Listen.
If you get a sense of how the clues are going as you give them.
Well, I feel like this.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
The people that have given guesses so far, they know me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're close.
They're close?
Yeah.
Like really close?
Yeah. Okay. They're close.
So now you're putting it on the next group here that someone's got
to
get it.
Yeah, the next group. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to help them out. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Some pretty good guesses.
Let's see what Mario in Northeast Philly has to say. Hey, Mario.
Yo, what's going on? How you doing?
What's up, Mario?
Yo, Hugh. Yo, Elliot, cook my boy on the Jones just a few minutes ago.
No, he didn't cook anybody. He's living in
sometimes,
La La.
Sometimes, you know.
La La Land.
Sometimes you got to let somebody come in that's a wordsmith, man, and talk. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, just let the wordsmith.
So, Mario, I understand. You think Jalen's the best athlete in Philadelphia right now?
I do. Oh,
this is a joke,
no
quite
props,
frankly.
Man. I listen to us Eagle fans, man. We down that boy.
No props.
Him in his back, calling him noodle arm.
No, I never said that. I mean,
you didn't, but I hear my friends say this stuff all the time.
Well, just because your friends are crazy doesn't mean you got to be crazy, too.
No doubt. But yo, don't get away from Elliot cooking you, though. I love that little situation. He was cooking you, boy. You ain't had nothing to say. I ain't never seen you like that, Joe.
Elliot was out of his mind. He wants Ace Bailey here. That guy's a loser. Anyway, Mary, what do you got?
Yeah, I was just calling with the Hughes clues, man. I ain't really have nothing too much to say about the Phillies. I think it's over. It's coming to an end. I see everything coming down to an end, man. With the Bryce getting hit by the ball and Castellanos, like, it's getting bad. This it right here. This is the last year for us.
It might, well, Mario, it might be, at least this core. I mean, they got a lot of older guys. They got the free agents with Schwarber and JT. Changes are coming. Hopefully they can figure this out. All right, Mario, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Now, the Hughes Clues, I didn't see the second option that he gave. I was going off the first one. Mm-hmm. I was going to say a bully.
A bully?
Yep, he said something he enjoyed doing, beating up a bully.
Oh, beating up a bully. like Willie Rofe, but you kind of got bullied by Willie Rofe.
He used to knock jokers out for the young.
I like that.
I got teabagged by Willie Rofe.
Mario, good phone call, except you're dead wrong on Elliot. He didn't cook anybody. He was in La La Land.
That bothered you a little bit.
Well, because, you know, we have this thing. I've noticed this.
No, if you repeat my opinion, you're cooking, dude.
If you agree with what I think, you won. I mean, you won the debate. If you're on the other side, you're a moron.
That's how it works, like, every day.
But that's not what debate is. Debate
I mean, it kind of is.
It's not.
It's not what it should be. Like, again, and you do this all the time, Hugh.
Wait, why are you catching a stray?
Because when we ask you a question, you're like, this is what other people think. Like, how about let's just... I know we don't like to do this all the time, but what about what logic and reality tells you?
Listen, I live my truth.
We know.
And live lies.
And if I have a better grasp of reality some cases, than you guys do, then hey, that's what it is.
I can't help ever
it.
Do.
I try to teach you guys every day. Mm-hmm. Like my dad used to say all the time, the more I try to teach you, the dumber I feel. That's sometimes that's how it feels when I'm talking to y'all. I'm just trying to teach y'all.
Ironically,
and then I just got to hit y'all with
way.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, I feel the same
bless
way.
Your, be like, bless your heart. But then Elliot just came. Elliot was cooking, though, by the way.
He was.
So I just said.
You sitting there telling him to preach constantly doesn't mean he was cooking.
I just sat here and I drank out my Bucky's cup like this, and I was just like.
Cooking roadkill.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He was.
He sat here for 20 minutes and argued that a guy that was a game manager for 70% of the season is the best player in the city.
How many MVPs of the Super Bowl do we have in the city right now?
Two.
MVP of the Super Bowl.
Two.
Well, you mean like currently are in the city?
Yeah.
Well, one. I mean, Nick Foles is retired.
Well, that's how MVP works. There's one.
You know what I'm saying? That's Jalen. The current
Thank
Super
you.
Bowl.
Thank you. I had no idea.
Great. So
that's
wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's how you know it's ridiculous. If they just – Jalen plays the same game, the same exact result,
mm-hmm.
and they give the MVP to Josh Sweat. What are all you guys saying?
Josh Sweat balled out.
Yeah, man, the number one athlete in the city.
Like, if we use things that are so nebulous but as still, a dumb MVP
still,
vote.
He still won.
You know
he
they
still,
take that MVP vote with like 11 minutes
to go? But he still
go,
won the Super Bowl.
And there's clowns up in the press box that get to vote on it.
Listen.
Elliott voted. He's biased on the whole thing. He's part of it. You're right over there.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm just serious. Like, if Josh Sweat got the votes, then Josh Sweat is number one?
If Josh Sweat, he could have won MVP, but he didn't. They gave it to Jalen.
So the guy that almost won MVP, right? No one minded that he left for the Arizona Cardinals because he's replaceable. The guy that got it is the best athlete in Philadelphia.
He's the best athlete. Well, he's not the best on my list. Right, he's the best on Elliott's list.
Yeah, but you were telling Elliott he was Elliott, cooking by telling us he's number one.
That's what I'm about to say.
That's a joke.
Elliott, live your truth, bro. If you want him to be number one on your list, then by golly,
living,
he's
living
number
everyone's
one
truth is dangerous.
It,
we
it
can't have that.
Is, but,
that's how the world got to where it is right now. Yeah. People like you. Okay.
We don't talk politics on this show. I mean,
it wasn't politics. It was just everything. People.
We are all
you
inclusive,
people.
But we don't. We talk. Yeah, we talk about
you people.
People.
Yeah, 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 right.
We don't talk.
It's unbelievable. This whole thing. All right, Carl in Mapleshade has inside info on Ace Bailey, that loser the Sixers shouldn't
draft.
What
you got, Carl?
Carl, what do you got for us?
Oh man, I got all the goods.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the commercial? I got the mots.
You got the mots.
Yes.
We got the mots.
Carl, what do you got? What do you got
mots,
on Ace
man.
Bailey? You know people? What are you thinking?
Well, my niece goes to Rutgers. She's going into her fourth year of six. She's going to be a pediatrician. Saw every home game at Rutgers. She's in the cheering section. She's in the marching band. Mm-hmm. She's talked to Ace Bailey several times. And I said, Rachel, can you ask him a question for me? She said, yeah. I said, why did he choose Rutgers when out of high school, Ohio State was going to give him a full ride, Kentucky was going to give him a full ride, Kansas, Texas, and Oregon was going to give him a full ride? He said, I want to be a pro in this area.
In like the new, like the Northeast kind of area, this area.
Well,
like
that's you know, he didn't just say it, but I'll be daggone, that boy wants to be a Sixer now. Mm. I saw five of their games.
Okay. They didn't win. They didn't win enough games, unfortunately, Carl.
And here's the point. And here's the good stuff.
You got
it was two
stuff
on five. When people talk about Rutgers didn't get into the playoffs. You're not getting into the playoffs with 2-on-5. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, but if you have two of the best three players in college basketball, you should get to the tournament. They let 68 teams in the tournament, Carl.
They didn't have three enough supporting casts to allow them to do it.
You heard me.
Yeah, I did. Carl, we did this before. We did it with Ben Simmons, and he was a loser. We did it with Markel Fultz. Like, when a guy doesn't make the tournament, it's a red flag, Carl. Red flag.
It shouldn't be.
Sure, sure it should.
Be. What game did you see from Rutgers?
I saw quite a few. I watched Big Ten basketball. I saw quite. He shoots bad shots. He's a 2-point. He loves long twos and contested shots. He doesn't take smart shots, Carl.
He does have to work on his longer game. But yeah, let me tell you something. His inside presence is unmatched. He'll jump over anybody in the NBA. When not everybody sure wants to launch up from the outside, this man's going to take it to the hole, off the rack. He
sounds
wants
like he
to get
want Ace
down
Bailey
low
here, Joe.
So you're an Ace Bailey guy.
My God, if the Sixers don't bring in Ace Bailey. Now, when I talk to my niece, you know what he wanted to know as far as on a personal level? How are you doing at your schoolwork?
He that asked was, her that?
He didn't want to talk about himself.
Mm.
He wanted to know how she was doing.
Be careful over there. Well, it seems like a nice kid then, Carl. I'm glad. He could be a wonderful child, grown man in Washington. I don't want him here. Carl, what do you got for us? What's your guess?
Well, it's a car and an animal, and it's a jaguar.
Carl. It's close.
He's close.
It's close. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Topper, Phillies, Castellanos, where do you come down? If you think Elliott cooked me, you could tell me that too. I mean, anyone could yell nonsense and think they're right. I mean, and Hugh could giggle. But he's not the number one athlete in Philadelphia. Like, I can't believe it's considered offensive to say Jalen Hurts isn't the best athlete in Philadelphia. You guys have gone to a level led by Hugh Douglas that is is ridiculous.
First of all, I didn't have him number one.
You had him two, which is almost
I did
one.
Have him
Yeah, so you're part of the problem. All right. Your phone calls plus a proposed trade from Jim Bowden for the Phillies. Would we do it or not? What's that next? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance threads. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. After the tip-off, you can bind live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.